And speaking of international flavor, we bring you the internationally known Karen Pickard from over at the international location of Oakleaf Village in Lexington.
Right.
She's here now for the Positive Points on Aging. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, guys. It's good to be here today.
We're happy to see you. Happy to have you.
I'm looking forward to the festival this weekend.
Have you gone to that before?
I have in the past, Jim. Yeah. It's always fun.
It is fun, and they do a really nice job, and the shows are really good. Obviously, all the different things you can buy and take home, the different crafts and jewelry, and all the different clothes that you can get, and all that kind of stuff is very unique. The food, though.
The food's my favorite.
The different foods are so unique, and you get to say you tried this from, and it's legitimately homemade foods from the people that are bringing it, so you get authentic good food from.
And you may not get to travel there, but you'll get their food.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
So that's kind of fun. But I do encourage folks, and it's so inexpensive to go because, again, tickets for adults are $7 each, or you can go on the get the $2 off coupon, and it's only $5 for an adult to get in. 18 and under is free.
Wow.
So the kids can go for free. So it's a really nice family event without breaking the bank. A lot of fun. Okay. Let's talk a little bit today. You see the word therapy, and what does it make you think about, especially as it pertains to our seniors? Let's talk about that.
We're going to talk a little bit about creative therapy, but therapy is a scary word. People think that, oh, no, mom has depression, or mom has this, or she's got dementia, so we need to go see a therapist and talk about it. That's not always the answer. Sometimes there are other things you can do, and sometimes people don't want to talk to other people. You know, you don't like to open up when you're depressed.
Sure.
That's just not your thing.
Right.
So there are so many other alternatives to creative therapy out there, and I'm just going to kind of touch on a few today. We're not going to, like usual, we're not going to get into too much detail, but I would, before we start, like to tell people that if you're going to look into these, make sure that you're using a licensed professional for any of these therapies that we talk about. If you're a music therapist, you have to have a degree in music therapy. If you're an art therapist, you have to have degrees. So even pet therapy, you have to be registered and licensed to be a professional pet therapist. You can't just take your dog that you love very much over to the assisted living and let people play with it. Doesn't work that way. So make sure if you're going to look into these alternative types of therapy for your loved one that you do it the right way.
Sure.
So that's the first thing I'm going to say. The second is, which I find this a very strange statement, because I know music therapy has been around for hundreds of years. I won't say centuries, but hundreds and hundreds of years. But in 2016, it was determined that less than an hour of creative activity can reduce your stress and have a positive effect on your mental health, regardless of your artistic experience or ability or talent. So just anything that is creative that makes you feel good is very beneficial to people. Now, you put a paintbrush in my hand and I'm probably going to melt and cry and not be a very happy person. I am not an artist by any stretch of the imagination.
Really?
Do not enjoy it. Never have. Not even going to go that road.
You know, art is in the eye of the beholder. And much like I self-deprecate on the fact that I have no talent when it comes to these types of skills, the clock is right twice an hour. So sometimes you strike gold. You look at this picture I did of this beautiful fish. Oh, that's a fish. I thought it was a horse.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, and I did one of those paint and pour things one time, and I have a picture of the palmetto tree with the moon that my son has hanging in his living room.
Right.
And I cringe every time I see it.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right. But you know, art therapy is really a good way for people who are struggling to let go and to experience some things and to let themselves enjoy the beauty of what they can do. You know, at Oakleaf, in our dementia area, we actually have these wonderful little pictures, and you paint with water.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dip the paintbrush in the water and then put it on the picture, the colors come out. So artists, if you were an artist, you can do that, and you would be amazed the smiles that you see on people's faces.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to mess that up, too.
Even I could do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of hard to mess that up.
I don't do paint by number real well, but even I can do
that. Right, paint by water.
Yeah, paint by water is
I like that.
Really good. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So, you know, think about things like that. The thing that about art therapy it's not just art. It can be dance. It can be drama. It can be music. It can be writing. You know, some people get therapy out of writing sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when you think about art therapy, you could do something with clay. Anybody can get Play-Doh and start messing right. around with it. It's really good for you.
The goal is just to get the hands moving, to get the yes. brain and the creative juices flowing. That's what matters. It's not so much what the end result is. It's as much just the process is what really matters. And keeping somebody active and using things that maybe they're not using without doing artwork.
Right. And I remember my mother was a classically trained pianist, and I remember talking to her one time because she was really upset about something and she was playing the piano. And I said, well, why are you doing that? She said, because if I'm playing, I cannot think about anything else. And right now I can't fix that problem, so let me do this, and I have to stay focused. And yeah. I think that's true for people, whether you're an expert or you're just out there having fun
sure.
doing it.
Sure.
And remember, I think it's still popular, but the adult coloring books.
Oh, goodness, it's popular. Yeah. Lainey loves those.
Yeah, and it's very stress relieving.
Yeah.
And you know, you
although her friends have gotten her some genuine adult coloring books. Curse words and things like
oh,
that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty funny stuff, some of the pictures and some of the things. There's nothing like vile or disgusting picture-wise, right. but some of the curse words around and
well,
the dialogue.
Yeah, for her.
Well, for Lainey, yeah, she's a bit of a potty mouth, so it works for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, those listen, coloring, why would you not enjoy something that relaxed you as a child,
right.
as an adult? I mean, right. I still find coloring to be very cathartic, very relaxing.
It is very relaxing if you're not a control freak like some of us. Again, it goes back to why I don't paint, I think, because if it's not perfect, it bothers me.
Right.
But, you know, what we're finding with seniors, people with dementia, it is very cathartic, and it gives them time to just do something, and then they have something pretty to look at when it's all done.
Yeah.
And they can take it back with them, or they can share it with other people. So, you know, people who have anxiety, people who have depression, all kinds of emotional issues are released when one is doing art therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's something to look into.
I think also, if you don't mind me interrupting,
sure.
I see an angle for self-esteem also.
Yeah.
I really do. I see someone who, while he or she is doing something artistic, not, again, the end product isn't even it.
Right.
It's just I'm doing something that I haven't done in a while. I'm doing something that's creative, and I'm doing something constructive, and I feel useful.
Yeah.
And I think that to me is a self-esteem moment.
It is. And you think about it, you've gone from point one to point A to point D or something, because mm-hmm. You started with this picture, it had nothing on it, and you have created something. Or you've taken this ball of clay and you've made a pod, and it may not be perfect, but then you painted it and you made it look good. And so that's kind of cool. People have been relying on the arts for communication and expression for hundreds of thousands of years, but art therapy, which I found this interesting, did not become a formal program until the 1940s. And doctors noted that individuals with mental illness expressed themselves better when they were drawing or playing and working in clay. They found that it had healing strategies. So since then, they have been pushing art therapy to help people that had mental illness. And it makes sense. Like you said, it is an accomplishment. You can express your feelings. If you have been angry about something, you can bang on the clay, or you can hammer things together and just take out some of that frustration in those products. And that's always very good. But again, when you're doing art therapy, they are required to have a master's degree in psychotherapy and additional therapy credentials. So
right.
make sure you're working with a professional if you're going to somebody for art therapy as opposed to talk therapy.
Very good good points to bring up. We're talking therapy today. Karen Pickard with us from Oakleaf Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging, and we're glad you are hanging out with us. Our plan is to get you the Fox Business Report. We'll go ahead and do that in a matter of moments. Then we'll come back and tackle a little bit more on the subject of therapy and what you can be doing when it comes to helping your seniors along the way. Positive Points on Aging, continuing Tuesday morning here at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart is reporting a disappointing quarter with higher costs cutting into its earnings. The retail giant is lowering its forecast for the year. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says inflation, particularly in food and fuel, created more pressure in operating costs than expected. However, Home Depot reported an upbeat quarter, and it is boosting its outlook for the year. It's seeing fewer shoppers, but they are spending much more per shopping trip. Walt Disney says it will limit commercials in its ad-supported streaming service to 4 minutes an hour. The new version of Disney Plus will launch later this year. The Wall Street Journal says Disney has also decided not to run any commercials during programming catering to preschool children when it launches. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
After 9/11, Ben Harrow couldn't wait to enlist in the Army. But in Afghanistan, Ben stepped on an IED while leading an anti-terrorism mission. Ben survived but lost both of his legs above the knee, two fingers, and sustained injuries to his right forearm. Ben now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Ben. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I definitely think it's a good product, definitely worth keeping. You know, I've had all kinds of conversations with these nutritionists. I've asked them about products like yours, and they'll say, oh, well, we don't want you to take that. We just want you to eat all these vegetables and fruit. And I said, you know, you're talking to somebody here that hates fruit, and I will tolerate some vegetables. I think it only makes sense. There's no way I could eat enough fruit and vegetables to equal what this product is providing, is the way I look at it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Hi, honey. Did you drop by True Pharmacy and grab the vitamins I asked you to get?
I sure did. And guess what? I even got a discount.
Of course, you used our loyalty points. They're always great.
Well, yes, but even better, did you know that on Fridays, True Pharmacy gives a 10% discount to Allstate employees on OTC purchases?
So you used our loyalty points and got 10% off?
That's right. I'm so glad we switched to True Pharmacy. Great service and great prices. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street.
Are you looking for free checking and free savings? Dave Ramsey here, telling you to go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank that's so big they lose the ability to treat you like a human being. At Palmetto Citizens, you're not just a number, you're a member. Join today at any of their 14 locations or at palmettocitizens.org, federally insured by the NCUA.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Attention pizza lovers. The Mellow Mushroom Pizza Bakers in Columbia and Lexington have officially been named
the best pizza places in the universe.
Maybe it's the out-of-this-world ambiance or the universally appealing hand-tossed spring water dough pizza, fresh salads and hoagies, or maybe it's the cosmos of craft beer. Either way, Mellow Mushroom in the Vista and on Sunset in Lexington are officially
the best pizza places in the universe.
Official best pizza in the universe designation from an official looking guy who tried our pizza and said that.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Point A to Point B.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Backed up at I-20 East and West at Broad River Bridge, and also I-20 West 277. 20 inbound and outbound slow go this morning. 77 North at I-26 still backed up. Fish Hatchery at Pine Ridge, Air Base at Horrell Hill, 26 East Bush River Road backed up additionally. Advanced Vision Clinic at the Village of Sand Hills. Want to see clearly without contacts, glasses, or surgery? Corneal correction treatment may be for you. Dr. Gary White has helped thousands of patients with CCT. AdvancedVisionClinic.com.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, do not forget, it will be Your Way Home with Erica and John. Looking forward, as we always do, to, they got a challenge right now with what's going on, because they're in the mortgage industry, and right now people are kind of freaking out a little bit about interest rates and this and that. And so this is a good time to listen to the experts, because they know all the ins and outs and the tricks about how to get the best rates and all of that stuff. So by all means, pay close attention to Erica and John in the 9 o'clock hour, and they'll take great care of you with Your Way Home. That's coming up, like I say, from 9 to 10 this morning. All right? We are talking with Karen Pickard. She is with the Oakleaf Village, and she is one of our two hosts, along with Marsha, that come in every Tuesday for the Positive Points on Aging. And we do this each and every week from 8:35 until 9 o'clock, coming up with different things to talk about for our seniors. And we've been talking about therapy this morning, Karen.
Yep, alternative creative therapy. This one we're going to talk about is the one that I understand and the one that I appreciate, and that's music therapy. It's my background. It's my, not music therapy, but music is my background, and I understand it. It's just something, it makes sense to me. Doesn't make sense to everybody, and you are now learning, because of your new role that you'll be playing, the joys of how to sing and all that good stuff. But to me, it's wonderful. Years ago, and I don't know if you remember this, but on Facebook, they had a picture of a lady who was in a dementia unit, and they put her, it was a video, they put headphones on her, and she ended up being a prima ballerina from one of the, I don't know which company, but she had played the lead in Swan Lake,
right.
And they started playing the music, and as she listened to the music, she started using her hands to dance, and her face, she just grinned from ear to ear, and they said that was the most response they had out of her in months.
Right.
Because music does touch something in almost
incredible.
Everybody. And I don't think you can get away from it. I mean, my husband will tell you he hates singing. I get it. I understand that. But there's something freeing about listening to music, too. We all listen to music. We all are involved in it one way or the other. Music has been used as a tool for healing since ancient times. There are writings in Greek philosophers who talk about it. Native Americans have used it for healing. So it's not a new concept to anyone.
Right.
Except for it is kind of new to us in this country, because we don't do alternative medicines very well in this country. I mean, we're starting to, and we have over the last 20 years started to see more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was in music school and decided that I wasn't going to go study opera any longer, I looked into music therapy, and I had a very difficult time back in the 70s finding schools who were teaching music therapy.
Now they're everywhere.
They're everywhere,
yeah.
And it's wonderful, and I'm so excited. Again, it helps the heart, it helps depression, people with autism, even substance abuse people. If you're starting to feel stressed, music can take you somewhere where you need to be. And it can just help you so much. It can be so freeing. And it lowers your blood pressure. It improves memory. I've used this example before, but we've talked about people who can't speak when they have primary progressive aphasia with dementia. But if they hear a hymn that they know, all of a sudden they can start singing those words. They may not be able to talk, but if you put music to them, they can sing away, and those melodies come back and the words come out. And it's just simply amazing to watch what it can do for you. And I hope that in your new venture you will find that it may not be something you want everybody to hear, but that singing really can be very freeing and uplifting.
My new venture.
Your new venture. Yeah. I love it. I just am so excited for you.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now. I'm already pushing it for you.
Thank you.
But, you know, there's also drum therapy. We do, there's a lady in town, Cindy Boot, who does drum therapy. Mm-hmm. She goes to assisted livings, and she just has people not bang, but to do.
In essence,
that's what it is. We actually use balls that they have in trash cans, and we give them drumsticks for an exercise class, and they just beat the tar out of those balls. And it's wonderful. It's very uplifting. It's very freeing because you can't do it wrong. Like you said about the art therapy.
Right.
There's nothing you're going to do wrong with this one.
And again, I just want people to realize if you know this culture, if you understand what's going on in some of these facilities, to use muscles you haven't used recently, to use that part of your brain, to find some creativity that you've had all your life, but you've put aside. Mm-hmm. These are so healthy for any age, but certainly at that age, it's so useful.
It's very useful, and we deal so much in memory care units with depression and with behavioral problems.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that we do at Oakleaf, and I know other communities do the same, it's not just us, we play certain types of music during mealtime. It helps stimulate eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all laugh about Muzak and the elevator music, but, you know, they play certain songs in stores for a reason during certain times to get you to buy and to at least think about triggering memories.
Absolutely.
And there's a reason that they do that.
Absolutely.
So you know, don't think you're not being manipulated when you're in a grocery store and you're hearing songs about food.
Exactly.
Today they're playing Cherry Cobbler songs.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
For
yeah.
Brian to go by.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that I found interesting, that formal music therapy was actually used first by the United States War Department in 1945. It helped military servicemen recovering from Army hospitals with occupational therapy, education, and recreational physical reconditioning. So even the Army realized back then that music therapy is very important.
Yeah, I mean, and that's 70-plus years ago.
Yeah.
So people need to understand this is something that has been used in all facets. But again, to not use it for our seniors is criminal.
It is criminal.
Yeah.
And you can do it even at home. You can play songs that you know that your mother would have liked. And we're seeing that change. It's no longer going to be Benny Goodman. We're going to start seeing different musicians being popular in assisted living. But right now, it's still very calming and soothing. And that is something you have to remember. Don't be playing headbanging music when you're trying to help somebody who's got issues.
No. Try to find something that you know that they'll enjoy. And again, you'll light up if you see them light up.
Right.
That'll bring you all the joy in the world.
It makes everybody's life better. I do want to come back and talk more about other therapies. The big one that everybody talks about is pet therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no time today. That's one that you could spend the whole show on.
Sure.
And
sure.
There's other types of therapy that we need to discuss. But I wanted to start this conversation for people to think about alternatives in therapy and
Wonderful.
What might work for them.
Good stuff. If people want to find out more about you and how they can learn a little bit more about this,
call us at Oakleaf Village, 803-808-3477, or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Karen,
so
much. Really appreciate it very much. Your Way Home coming up after top of the hour news. Thank you so much to Karen for coming on in and partnering with us, our really good friends from Oakleaf Village. They do a great job over there. Our thanks to Brian. We'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
With Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.